Oh my gosh, he's restarting his computer again. Are you kidding me, Casey? And it wasn't the music this time, because
we can't blame it on the music this time.
We can't blame it on the music. No, we can't. So Chris will be back in a second.
I can hop over to the other one and
we'll see how long it takes him to. We'll see how long it takes him to get back. But if you want to do that, that's fine as well. And then we'll get this show on the road for sure.
Yes. I'll just jump over there. That way we can go.
Yep. Well, hello, everybody. Another day. Another episode.
We're nailing it, as always.
Nailing it.
All right.
I need to be in the right portal. I about had heart failure because I was in a portal that I hadn't looked at updates, and it told me I had 36 updates. So let me get in the right portal too, because yeah, that's much better.
Yeah. We need updates.
Six.
Also just worth calling out, if you will.
I should give you the little, like, what is that? The little, like, there you go.
The call-in show, the HubSpot helpline. We will be live today at 11:15 Eastern. We'll be back, the three of us, hopefully, with Kyle and Rob as well. And we'll be answering your questions in real time.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we will.
Getting better at taking this unplanned handoff.
We are.
I didn't nail it at first, actually. George.
Well, my Slack went off and I saw the word restart in Chris's name, and I'm like, okay, let's roll. Been here, done this.
I was waiting for my cue and totally was like, wait, what happened? My cue.
Yeah. Well, one variable checked off the list, not the song causing the problem. So we are making progress there. Sounds like you guys told everybody about HubSpot Helpline today.
We did.
Which means I get to get into some updates now. As everything nicely reopened, like nothing was ever a problem. Quote associations to custom objects. And honestly, at this point, folks, between quotes and line items and custom objects or not custom objects and all of the things that we can now associate with each other that we've never been able to before, I'm just going to read the updates every day. It feels like we probably went over this one already, but it could have been line items, could have been, you know, something else. So what is this one that is live? Customers can associate quotes with custom objects. For example, if a customer creates a car custom object, each quote can be linked to a specific car model or trim, ensuring the quote reflects the correct configuration.
Why does it matter? Linking quotes to custom objects keeps everything in one place, making it easy to reference quotes directly from the object and ensuring accurate reporting.
Very nice.
Yeah. And I'll highlight like the use cases where the world where there's another object responsible for revenue that's not the deal, because sometimes people buy stuff after closed one and there was no sales process. This is going to make it a lot easier to still assign like things like quotes to those things so that you're not losing track of revenue in the way that you want to. Number two, show or hide pricing tiers on quotes.
Oh.
I'm intrigued. What is it? Tiered pricing allows product prices to adjust based on the selected tier. When using tiered pricing, you can now control whether the pricing tiers are visible to buyers on quotes.
Why does it matter? You may not want buyers to see how you determine the price of a product when using tiered pricing. With this setting, you can control whether this information is displayed to buyers at both the quote template and quote level, both the quote template and quote level.
Okay. Interesting.
There's a demo.
Yeah, that's a good video here that you should watch if this is interesting for you. The options are show pricing tiers or show effective unit price only. Lots of screenshots in here, actually.
Tons of good info to go look at.
Yeah. To learn more there. Number three today, edit ticket automation messages with the redesigned email editor. What is it? You can now use the full power of HubSpot's redesigned marketing email editor to edit and modify the design of your ticket received and ticket closed messages. Even if you do not have a paid subscription to Marketing Hub.
What?
Now you can easily add colors, images, and logos to your email to create branded, professional-looking communications.
Wow.
That is a precedent, folks. Wow.
Why does this not have a major tag on it?
Yeah.
What the? You're getting something without paying for something in HubSpot to be able to do better in... All right, Casey, why does it matter?
Service Hub Starter professional and enterprise users now have access to responsive design, drag and drop modules, powerful branding controls.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
This is really cool. This is very cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of shocked.
New world, folks.
Yeah.
That's it, though. We're sending so many other kinds of emails now through HubSpot that are not marketing emails.
I feel like, and maybe I shouldn't go down this rabbit hole, but I feel like historically people have not started with a Service Hub subscription. So there wasn't like the need for this. But now as Service Hub becomes kind of independently a strong product.
You mean useful?
Yes.
Yeah. Not that it wasn't before. Just we love you, HubSpot.
Yeah. Yeesh,
whoops.
That's certainly part of it.
Yeah.
I think this has been a struggle. Like if you came in not at Marketing Hub anywhere.
Yeah.
Right. Like it was a struggle to find out that you wouldn't be able to do stuff like this from the platform where you're supposed to be able to do stuff like this, unless you paid. That's why every forum ever thinks the price of HubSpot starts at $800 a month.
Yep.
Because that's the cost of Marketing Pro and the cost of nothing else.
Yep.
Right. Like, and this is like, when we think about experiences throughout the process, the understanding in these situations has kind of been like, well, it's transactional. We just need to say open or close, whatever. It doesn't need to be designed. It doesn't need to be branded. It doesn't need to give any kind of experience that matches the rest of our whole communication structure. And people are just going to get this super awkward looking email because we can't do these things no longer. This is awesome. Kudos to HubSpot. Another awesome update. Inline association.
Your very cryptic table post now makes sense, by the way.
Just I knew that it would. I knew that it would.
I'm like, context, please?
Yeah. All I did was I shared a screenshot with like mind blown emoji. And here's your extra context, George.
There we go.
What is it? The inline association table lets you see and act on associated record data directly from any CRM index page.
Why does it matter? Right now, you can't answer key questions about your business from the index page, like which contacts have an associated deal closing next month. Getting that answer requires clicking into individual records or cobbling together workarounds, which is slow and frustrating. The inline association table brings cross-object contacts to where you already work, so you spend less time navigating and more time acting.
So there's the image that you shared, Chris. So am I looking at this right? And that's three companies that are associated to these six deals. Is that what we're looking at here?
No.
One
company.
Oh, it's deals. Opening. It's opening. Charles Rogers has six associated deals. And then Wood Inc. we're not looking at. I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So companies up here, we're looking at the company's index screen, and just that alone, like we're on a company's index screen and we can see a list of deals.
Yeah, folks, that's dope.
Right. Like this is huge.
Lots I like that there's a search feature in the drop down area too. So like if it had 32 deals and all of a sudden you wanted to find one of them, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. Man, HubSpot.
And you can filter and you can like sort within the sort, like you could sort by deal stages, for example, too, if you were just trying to find like open deals or something.
Are these editable too, probably?
Maybe, yeah.
I think so.
The good thing is it's all hubs and all tiers, so that's beautiful as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
HubSpot's being generous. Customize
columns and use bulk actions to update records without leaving the page.
I wish I could hit the request beta button. That would be nice.
Yeah. Somebody mentioned on LinkedIn yesterday that it filled in like 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
But
it's like, it's like when you're getting concert tickets and you got like five people on 17 phones.
Yeah.
Like how do you do that? I need to build an AI that just looks for when betas are released and can press a button for me. I mean, come on.
Well, they have that new beta for developers that will auto enroll you in all betas.
Oh, well, let's go. Yeah.
Bring it over.
Yeah, right.
All right. Brands support continues to expand across the platform. And today it expands into invoices, payment links, and subscriptions. What is it if you have the brands add-on? You can assign different brands to invoices, payment links, subscriptions, and checkout pages in Commerce Hub, so each transaction reflects the correct logo and brand colors.
Yeah.
Why does it matter? Businesses with multiple brands need to present the correct branding throughout the buyer journey, avoiding confusion and maintaining a professional appearance. Brand support provides a cohesive buyer journey from marketing to sales to payments.
We need that cohesive journey if you want people to pay us money.
Yeah, this is super nice. I had a client a while ago that was using brands, and their like parent company was not like a brand anyone would recognize. It was all of the like child brands that people were using, but on invoices and like all of this stuff used the parent company's brand, which anyone would be like, "What is that?"
Yeah. It gets awkward pretty quick. That's when the brands add-on is really like can do a lot of work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they require it in those moments. Number six, cleanup automation for unused reports. What is it? Account cleanup automatically deletes unused reports to keep your HubSpot account organized.
Why does it matter? You can now easily manage report clutter in HubSpot accounts. This feature helps you remove duplicate or outdated reports created by various users, maintain a clean, efficient reporting environment, and save time on manual account maintenance.
Makes sense. Once enabled, the automation will run immediately and on the first of each month. Delete reports unused for the specified time period and send you a notification after each monthly cleanup.
Mm.
Don't worry. You can recover deleted reports for up to 90 days. from the recently deleted section in the reports tool.
And the cleanup threshold's 3 months to 3 years. I think I remember when this first came out, I immediately got a little stressed because I have some reports that I really only reference for like annual reports, or, you know, quarterly and things like that. So knowing this goes up to 3 years makes me feel better. Because if I haven't opened it in like even a year and a half, then probably not good.
Probably, right?
Yeah. And worst case scenario, you're building a new report and like the year after that, if you really, really need that question to be answered. Yeah, so give yourself permission, folks. Like if you set a time and then within the 90 days, you don't go looking for that report, like, yeah, you probably didn't need it. Let the cleanup begin. This is available at the enterprise level. Dynamic prompt suggestions in Breeze Assistant. What is it? When users open Breeze Assistant, they can now see AI-generated prompt suggestions organized into actionable categories, like how do I summarize and create. These suggestions are dynamically personalized based on the user's role, permissions, available portal capabilities, recent conversation history, and current page context, replacing the previous unpersonalized suggestions.
I like that little ending. Why does it matter? Users no longer face a blank assistant interface wondering what can Breeze do. The AI actively guides them towards capabilities they can use based on their role and context.
If I had a dollar for every person that has asked me that in the last like 60 days, so what can I do with Breeze? I'm like, what can't you do with Breeze?
You'd have a few dollars.
I'd have a few dollars, at least enough to get a Happy Meal and a hot apple pie. So
there we go.
There's that.
Yeah. They're making it so easy, folks. And for most out there, like you just have to try it one time and you start to understand. What I'm excited about is all these moments where it's using current page context. To understand, like, the trust is building there in terms of, you know, it's seeing what you're seeing on the page, even though it's seeing it in a different way. That's the powerful stuff. Like, this is all the things, right? It's using all the things to figure out how to personalize these suggestions for you.
Yeah. And make sure if you haven't, connect your junk, man. Like, Gmail, Google Drive, like you can click on the like connect more and get to like the apps for Breeze Assistant, and like Asana's in there. Like there's just a Azure, OneDrive, Jira, like there's just a bunch that you can, Dropbox, Smart Sheets, like Get Book, like there's just so much that you can, I'll stop, hang on. But there's so much that you can add in there to go along with the context that's just in your CRM as well. Like,
yeah.
So what can't you do? Like,
right. Get your context, get your data in HubSpot, and Breeze is going to do work for you. And you're probably going to have some fun doing that work, like with Breeze.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, Everybody forgets that part. But when you see the excitement on people's faces, and leaders get it, like imagine if everybody in your organization started having fun like this. Like, it's like a foreign concept in some places. TikTok integration for social. What's changed? Added a link to the official HubSpot knowledge base article for this beta. You can now connect TikTok accounts to HubSpot to draft, schedule, and publish TikTok videos, monitor and reply to comments on your posts and mentions of your account by others, and analyze TikTok organic social performance.
Why does it matter? TikTok continues to grow as an influential social network, enabling your business to stay competitive, build brand awareness, and reach new audiences. Bringing TikTok publishing, replying, and reporting into HubSpot enables you to manage your social presence across networks in one unified platform.
Yipper.
Remember, folks, you probably already own the solution you're looking for in HubSpot. Sometimes you just need to wake up to it. Join us tomorrow morning live at 7:30 a.m. Central, or catch us later today on the HubSpot helpline at 10:15 Central, 11:15 Eastern, or anytime on Spotify, Apple Music, or the Profoundly HubSpot Updates blog. Drop your biggest takeaway in the comments and let us know what capabilities you want to wake up to next. Until then, I'm Chris Carolyn.
I'm Casey Hawkins.
And I'm George B. Thomas.
And this has been Wake Up Customer Platform. Now go build something amazing. Have a great day, everybody.